Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I have to tell you that when I looked at the scripture verses today, one I really, really liked, talking about inheritance. I love that scripture. Talking about the hope we find in Jesus. That's all very hopeful and very wonderful. I didn't quite like the Beatitudes. Happy are you poor, and you that are persecuted and hated, and you that are crying, you're blessed. Well, I have to tell you that anyone that I've met that was poor were not happy about it and were striving for ways to not be poor. I remember the story of my grandparents who were desperately poor in Italy, and they came to the United States not to stay poor, but to climb out of poverty. And when they found themselves poor in the United States, their goal was that their children would climb out of poverty. I haven't seen anyone who's in grief that wants to stay in grief for the rest of their lives. Those are not states that we want to be in. And I don't believe that God is saying that's a really blessed state and you should be happy that you're there. I believe what Jesus was saying was that those states are here because of sin and because of how we've misused the great gifts of God. Think of it. Why is there such grinding poverty? It's not just because people are lazy and don't want to work. It's because we have so much abundance and some have taken it very closely and shut others out. And what Jesus is saying there is that he is on the side of those who are impoverished. He's on the side of those who's grieving. He's on the side that everybody else would say are losers in this life. So how does that have anything to do with inheritance? Does it mean that people who have been losers in this life, that the only way they're going to have happiness is when they die? I don't think that's what it means either. I'm going to tell you a story about a saint, and I wanted to thank the author of the back of the bulletin because I didn't know about the saint until I read this. Don't read it now. You can take it home with you. That's the other sermon. But it's about a lady named Josephine Bakhita, and this is her story. She was born in the 1800s in Sudan. She was born to a rather wealthy family. They had everything they needed. But when she was a child, she was abducted. She was kidnapped, and she was taken away into the slave trade, and she became a household servant. She suffered such trauma in her life. Every place she went, she was beaten. She was cruelly used. They said that there were over 100 scars on her body until the day she died because of the cruelty of her slave masters. In fact, it was so traumatic that she forgot her name. She could not tell people who she was. So her slave owners gave her the name Bakhita, which is ironic because Bakhita in Arabic means fortunate. And of course she was not fortunate. She was eventually sold to an Italian, and he did not treat her poorly. He brought her to Italy, and in Italy he gave her as a gift to another household, and they treated her pretty well, but you know, being treated well and you're still enslaved is still slavery, and it's still cruel. So she was a nanny in this household, And at some point, they had to travel back to Africa, and they didn't want to take Bakita with them, so they placed her in a convent so that she would be cared for till they got back. And it was at that convent that she met Jesus. The nuns were so very kind to her, and they taught her about the Savior. They taught her about the suffering one who loved her and died for her. And she became so enamored with the faith and realized that for the first time in her life, she felt freedom and hope. And then her mistress came back after a couple of years to claim her. And she had such strength of character, she said, no, I don't want to go back. I want to stay here. Well, although the mistress had been kind to her, she wasn't about to let a good thing go. So she went to court. And fortunately, the people in the convent also went to court on her behalf. And they said, you know, the courts said, you know, slavery is illegal. It's illegal in Italy, and it's illegal in Sudan. She's nobody's property. She can do what she wants. And she was liberated that day. And because of her liberation, rather than go off on her own, she spent the rest of her life serving God in that convent. And what was so interesting is she applied some of the same things that she did as a slave, she now did as a free woman. She sewed, she cooked, and she was the doorkeeper of the convent, which meant that every time little children came to class, she was the one who opened the door, and she would bless every single child that came. While she was in Italy, she became so revered for her piety, for her love, for her gentleness. She always had a smile on her face that the people called her their mother. She saw them through World War I and World War II, and she became known as a saint in the Catholic Church in the year 2000 because of her suffering and her piety and how much she loved God. Her inheritance didn't come after death. Her inheritance came in this life because the people of God surrounded her, and when they had an opportunity, they took care of her. She was not the only saint. It was all those nuns in the convent that spoke up for her and that gave her love and attention and affection. Although she had been in households all her life, the inheritance that she had was the household of God. And you know, that's when the church is at its best. When we surround the people who are downtrodden, the people who are oppressed, with our love and our compassion, and we lift them up, as they did to Saint Josephine Bakita. They asked her why she kept her name, because that was her slave name, Bakita. And she said, because that's who I am, and that's part of me. She shared her story far and wide, and she began to train nuns to go back to Africa, to go back to the Sudan, and to preach the gospel there, the liberating gospel of Jesus. We are all called to be saints. We have an inheritance now, the inheritance of hope, the inheritance of freedom, the inheritance of liberation. And the thing that makes us saints is not saying, wow, that's great, and I'm so happy in Jesus, and I know when I die, I'm going to go see him. The inheritance of saints means we share it with everyone, and especially those who do not have the hope that we have, who do not have the resources that we have. We are all called to lift the people around us up, and may we truly be saints today. Let us pray. Lord, I am so grateful that that child who was taken was restored, that the one who suffered so deeply found solace in this life, and we ask that you would help us to be your hands extended to the oppressed in this life. May we be numbered with the saints, and may we share that inheritance to each and every person we meet. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.